Jordan, the intern, we've tasked him. I want to say he's got, I don't know, maybe this week. This week might be it for Jordan, the intern, before he heads on over to LSU to start his college career. Jordan, though, we tasked him to follow the rookie since he kind of is a rookie, being the intern. Jordan joins us now. What's up, Jordan? How are you?
Hey, Gus, I'm doing good on my day off.
Yep, your day off for now. They don't practice for a little bit. In the meantime, you were out there yesterday at Yulman Stadium among the 5,000-plus here as well. Can you tell us about some of the rookies that you saw yesterday and some things that or not that might have stood out for
you? Well, of the eight rookies, only five participated in today's practice. Of those three rookies, Ryan Ramczyk left early Saturday on Saturday's practice and will not be seen on the field Sunday. But Coach Sean Payne did not go into detail about what happened to Ramczyk as you just played. And then we have Trey Hendrickson, who you're talking about. We haven't seen him since day six of training camp.
Ooh, no, there you go. You see, Jory, that is why Jordan the intern is Jordan the intern. That's good work. Because I couldn't remember, Jory.
Well, I'm
so,
the intern.
So day six.
Day six.
Okay, so 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, so he's missed four practices.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then next up, we have Marshawn Lattimore, who has not seen the field since day five of training camp when he injured his knee. However, mm-hmm. he was spotted on the sideline at Saturday's practice.
Okay, well, that's good. That's why I figured yesterday you wouldn't see some of those guys doing that because it's not the facility. The rehab work was probably done early in the day. No point, I guess. I mean, you know, if they wanted to go out there and practice and watch. But that's why I figured we didn't see Delvin Bro out there yesterday, you know, and things of that nature.
Yeah, we didn't see Lattimore either.
Right.
Next up, we have players that did work for day 10. We have Travon Darrell, who had a great day, worked with the ones, twos, and threes. Darrell also had a couple big receptions, a pass from Breeze in a 7-on-7 for a 15-yard gain.
Jordan, let me ask you about Travon Darrell. Let me ask you about Travon Darrell real quick because, again, just my eyes are telling me that he's improving by the week and he's improving by the practice.
Yeah.
Are you finding yourself writing more stuff next to his name? Because you and I have had this discussion, you know, Gus, what if some days you don't see something or not? I kind of feel like you've probably written a play or two or three down with Travon Darrell leading me why I believe that.
Yeah, he's been one of the players that I have to leave more space on the sheet of paper because I've been writing 5 to 6 lines on him every single day. Him and Alvin Kamara and Ryan Ramczyk have been the real standout players of this training camp. And back to Travon Darrell, he had, in that same drill, he caught a 10-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Nassib. Next up, we have Alvin Kamara. He had a one-handed reception
with
a screenplay from Chase Daniels. And yesterday he worked mainly with the twos. Alex Anzalone had a slow day as usual with the twos. Anzalone did not have the best practice.
Here's the Jordan and I go back and forth about Alex Anzalone. And as the installations keep going, and you're seeing the Saints, obviously they're a passing team. This just in. They're going to throw the football a lot. And I think it's one of the things that you're going to see a rookie have to adjust. And I know Jordan and I go back and forth on this. I'm like, yes, he's right. Anzalone struggles in coverage. And I think it's, you know, trying to make sure that those guys that he's trying to cover, and again, he's covering, you know, the Kamaras, the Petersons, even the Ingram stuff. And, like, he'll make a play or two, right, Jordan? But it's sort of like you're seeing him do that. But would you not agree with me if it comes to, like, a running play or something of that nature? You do tend to see 47 around the ball or make the stop. If you had to give a plus or minus, his minus is probably coverage. His plus definitely is run diagnosis and run stopping.
Yes, he definitely fills up the hole when it comes to run plays. I have noticed that in the 10 days that we've been watching over the rookies. But Marcus Williams, after picking off Drew Brees a couple weeks ago, he hasn't had quite good practices to follow up that, but he's probably still getting reps with the one.
Again, it's just opportunities to do that. What was it? Wow. Was it last Wednesday? Yeah, last Wednesday was that interception against Drew Brees. So it's been a couple days. But, hey, got a pick. Something to keep an eye on.
And then last but not least, we have Alquandon Muhammad. He had a slow day at practice yesterday, but he's still working with the threes. But he also did have a couple he did see the pocket a few times. He did get in there, but no sacks today or yesterday.
Yeah, you're starting to see him kind of get into some plays here or there. And, you know, it's something to keep in mind because you go back to that indoor practice they had last week, Jordan. You remember when Cam Jordan, Brian Enola East was with us there too, when Cam Jordan ran down the field and, you know, gave Muhammad some props for chasing a play that might have gone 30, 45 yards all the way to the end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and again, I was just saying last hour and in the opening segment, to me, I think the preseason is going to matter. You got a lot of questions. You got a lot of things to kind of look at. Look, we saw, and you saw yesterday, Cam Jordan batting the ball down. And I don't know. We got to get Nick on this because I think he might actually have this stat. How many batted balls did Cam Jordan have at practice yesterday? At least four or five, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, four or five. He had a standout practice yesterday.
And that's what I'm saying, is that guys like that, we don't need to see him in the preseason. But a guy like Muhammad, a guy like, you know, Tyler Davis, who's been getting in there, it's going to be their opportunity during the preseason game to kind of see what they can do. So looking forward to the rookie report. Obviously, look, you got one practice left today. It's a padded practice. But then Thursday, Jordan, you know, you got to do the chips and the dip early because I need pen in hand, and I want you to pay attention to those rookies, all right? So get your chips and dip early. You know, if you want to dip in there with some guacamole or whatever it is that you want, pause it. You have a DVR at home, right? You can DVR. You can go back and DVR. Yeah. Use it like coach's tape. I want a detailed rookie report on Friday, okay?
Definitely.
Yeah, there he is. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Gus. Have a good day.
Yep, appreciate it. So polite, that kid. Joey?
Oh, great, man.
See, if it would be Brian and Nola East, it'd be like, about time.
Yeah.
That's how you would end this conversation.